Welcome one and all, you're listening to the Best in Belfast podcast and with the Bimbo podcast with me, Anthony.
And me, Jared.
No, I'm joking, it's not really Jared, that is my beautiful fiance, Sinead. We are in the house at the minute, social distancing is a pain in the hole, and Jared is in the house with his beautiful wife. So we're just sitting here toasting the rescheduling of our wedding. I've been told not to say cancelling, it's postponing or rescheduling. Oh, she's rolling her eyes. No, oh, geez, there's going to be a fight in this podcast. So tell everybody what happened, Sinead. Oh, God, she's going awful shy. So it's not the concept of a podcast. So we were meant to get married 24th of April, and now we've had to put it back because you're not allowed big groups of people in close proximity, which I'm sure everybody knows. And we've had to put it back to September time, which is a bit shit. But you were telling me our sister-in-law texted us, and what happened?
There was a couple meant to be getting married today, and they got told at 6:30 last night that it was cancelled. In Belfast.
How shit would that be? All the preparation and planning that goes into something, and then night before, nah mate. But we weren't too bad though, weren't we not? Because
no, we kind of came to terms with it.
You need to come closer.
We kind of came to terms with it, that we had to postpone it.
And most of the stuff that we had bought or organised was able to move. The only thing that wasn't was the
videographer and the celebrant.
The photographer and the celebrant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I messaged the videographer and I was like, here, mate, is there anybody that you like to work with? And he was like, oh, how much do you pay there? And I'll see if we can get someone with a similar price. Like, fuck off, mate, just tell me who you like working with. You leave the fucking negotiating and the money to me.
It's mad the way you still get people to try rip you off, even when there's something like this going on.
In the middle of a pandemic and a panic.
But it just means we have 5 extra months to get sexier.
Mm-hmm. Don't know how much sexier I could get, like, I mean, you know I'm a big sexy book bag, aren't I?
Just means our guests have to give us 5% extra.
Correct, more time.
Money.
More time to save. Save fatter envelopes.
For all our turmoil that we had to go through.
Devastating. All the tissues we had to go through, all the crying you done. But you know who we should have had organising it? Trump. Man takes no fucking shit. You seen his interview with, or sorry, him being interrogated by the reporter?
I actually love Trump after that interview. I actually slightly agree with him.
Yeah, he's just no nonsense, Jared.
There's no shit with him, he's straight up.
Is a fan of him because of that?
Get Arlene out and get Trump in.
Well, Ireland was going great when there were two men running the country. And then the two guards came along and then everything just stopped. Actually, funny enough, the man who walked out, Martin McGuinness, his birthday today.
Is it not his anniversary?
Yes, sorry, his anniversary.
It's his death anniversary, not his birthday.
No, it's the Angham Hippie's birthday.
It's not his death anniversary.
Okay.
I look it up.
But yes, Trump just took no shit off that reporter. And whenever he's like emphasizing, he says, China. The way he says, China. So anybody that does know, hasn't seen the interview, the girl says to him, why do you keep referring to it as the Chinese virus?
Yeah, it's his death anniversary.
Oh, it's Martin McGuinness's, what year, many years? 2000?
3 years.
3 years, RIP Martin McGuinness. He should be on a fucking pound note.
That's when the place went to shit.
Mm-hmm. Once Marty left, he should have. Do you think he should be putting a pound note?
100%. Especially when it goes back to Irish punt.
I don't think we'll be going that far. But back to Trump, they were saying, you know, do you think it's acceptable to call it Kung Flu? And there's people in the White House who have referred to it as Kung Flu, and he just absolutely cut that woman down. He went, who said that? And she couldn't bring up a name, and he was like, well,
it's the China virus.
It's China. And then,
which it is.
It is. And a very valid point that he brought up, that the Chinese have tried to blame it on American soldiers for passing through China, and they said that they brought it, but sure.
And it's one of them that ate a bloody bat. So there's still pictures of them selling rats on the streets and everything fried.
I know, but if that's their delicacy, you know, what's
it's
the difference?
It's not a delicacy, though. They're dirty. I know, but rotten.
Right, but think about it. A chicken runs about and is in filth. A pig, the most delicious animal known to man.
I just and agree. A cow is nicer.
Again, runs about in a field full of shit. So they're running
but
about.
But rats carry different diseases. They all carry different.
Yeah, do you know what's
scientific? They're more edible.
It's scientifically proven. If you start a sentence with it's scientifically proven, people are more likely to believe you. As a wise man once told me.
We'll find out how many people believe me when I said it.
But the only reason that you think of rats like that is because you associate them with sewers and disease and vermin.
But they do carry more disease. Like if a chicken bit you or if a rat bit you, you're more likely to get more diseases from a rat than a chicken.
Because a rat can break the skin.
But say if the two of them broke your skin, you still will get more diseases because they carry more diseases. That's why we're allowed to eat chickens.
Well, birds, no, it's because
there's some animals we don't eat.
It's because they're regulated. There's a difference. It's regulated. And you can see the whole process of where that came from. If the cage rats, that's what they'll do. But a bird is a poultry. Or chicken is a poultry, which is a form of a bird. Birds are some of the dirtiest animals and carry even more infections because they cover so much more ground and more countries and more continents, so they can actually spread it more and getting stuck in their feathers. So I disagree with you saying that a rat is dirtier. There might not be as much meat on a rat, but you can still eat it. An animal is an animal.
The only country to eat a feckin' rat or a bat is China, and look what's after happening. Full stop.
I would say a lot of places, if you're in poverty, they would eat whatever they could. And it just so happens there might be rats there. I mean, if you went to New York, have you ever seen the size of some of the rats in New York? They're like cats.
I was meant to go in April, but it got cancelled.
It's rescheduled. It's not cancelled. We've discussed this at the start of the show, Sinead. Goodness.
Well, we're on honeymoon, so in New York, we'll go down a dark alley and get a rat and fry it and you can eat it. We'll see how long you last.
If I see
better
a rat...
Better make sure that I have the life insurance sorted.
If I see a rat in New York, I am going...
Squeal like a baby.
No, I'm going to go to the closest shop, buy a purple house coat, get a stick, go to a pharmacy and buy bandages for a feet, put it on him and call him Splinter, and hope that he brings me to the turtles. That's what I'm going to do if I see a rat in New York, a big massive one. But speaking of things to do, people in isolation, what would you recommend people watch on Netflix since you are an avid Netflix watcher? Sinead will sit when she's getting ready and have Netflix on the TV or the iPad or whatever. She will not watch it. But she'll have it on in the background. And I don't know how she does it because, see, when I watch something, I'm a bit hard of hearing. I have to focus on everything. Like, I'll sit and watch body language. I'll watch for something in the background. Or there's, see, like a TV series or a movie. You'll always have that one random scene. You're like, why did they put that in? That's actually, more often than not, the most pivotal scene. That's what, that scene that you've just watched will be cut back to either that person done something and they'll play back to it, or that person is like Scooby-Doo. You know, you always used to see that one random scene with the caretaker. Lo and behold, it was fucking him under the mask the whole time. But what would you recommend, chicken, on Netflix?
Well, first, just to say your point about me watching. So I have certain shows that I watch while I get ready, and then certain shows that I actually concentrate with. And plus, women can do more than one thing at one time. We're multitaskers.
Lies. You've seen me fuck multiple things up at the same time.
Exactly.
Correct. Thank you. I'm also ambidextrous. I can do fuck all with both hands.
Well, I would watch Friends if you haven't seen Friends, but we finished that. Big Bang Theory. But at the moment, I am watching Rebellion because I feel like I can't normally like kind of some serious stuff, some funny stuff, but I seem to not be able to concentrate at the moment with everything that's going on funny stuff. So Rebellion's amazing. It's about 1916 and
the uprising,
all that. And then I was watching Call the Midwife. There's about 7 seasons in that. I was watching that before this bloody corona thing, and I just finished it the other day. But all it is basically loads of women giving birth.
Is it like one born every minute?
No, it's not real life. It's all about London in the 1960s. It's interesting, but it's definitely more of a girly show.
You do realise the demographic of this show is fucking 18 to 50 year old males. So, think along them lines.
I'm not an 18 to 50 year old male.
Think of what they were like.
It's not on Netflix.
Yeah. We were watching Uncut Gems. And we had
stop it. I'm actually so disappointed in Adam Sandler. Actually turned me off him a wee bit.
It's because he's so different to what... He's actually serious instead of being goofy.
But I've seen him in serious, kind of semi-serious stuff and he's good. But this, like, you actually should watch it to see how shit he is.
But...
It was actually irritating us. We actually had to turn it off. It put us in bad moods.
Twice?
Mm.
We've tried to watch it twice.
We will finish it, but... We wait till the boredom gets that bad. The isolation kicks in.
I liked Ottoman. It's about the Ottoman Empire. But it's like a documentary style TV series. So you know how you watch stuff on National Geographic and you'll have the wee professor sitting there and they'll say, oh, this happened in 500 AD and the little man tried to do this and that. But then it'll cut to a scene where it's showing you all that stuff. Which is... really good. And then I like the way it breaks it up. It's like you get part of a TV series, but you get part documentary. May not be for everybody, but quite good.
I did start watching that Trial of Gabriel Fernandez, but it's disgusting.
Disgusting like a rat? Or
well, they are rats, what they did to that poor child, but I kind of have turned it off today because my stepson is the same age as him, and I just think, oh... There is horrible people out there.
You can always watch Big Bang Theory. It's always quite good.
That's one that I suggested.
You didn't say it though.
I did. Or else go on to Channel 4 and just watch Father Ted. I said Friends and Father or Big Bang.
Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong with Father Ted.
Because there's loads.
Actually, sorry to interrupt you. If you go back on the archive, there's our top 8.5 episodes and our top 5 movies. If you want to go and listen to that for some stuff that you can watch if you have to self-isolate. Also, flick back or recommend this podcast to any of your mates who are self-isolating and just say, here, lad, try a wee podcast on any platform we can get podcasts. Spotify, no, there you go. Anyway, sorry. You lost your train of thought?
No, I'm just listening to you.
Looking at me lovingly.
Is that...
Is that looking love, is it?
How long more is this isolation going to last?
You
could also read a book. Or, well, everyone's going for walks. The beaches are more busy than bloody Tesco's at the moment, apparently. Make your kid be a slave for a day. Might try that one with Aiden tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Get them to be the adult and you be the kid.
That's good.
There you go.
What the fuck is TikTok all about?
It's amazing. It's been around for years, but no, it's only after years. It is because Clodagh, my niece is 13 and she's been doing it.
Why do you call your niece Clodagh?
My niece.
It's a joke, girl. It's a joke.
Don't be mocking my accent.
Racist. Here, you're a racist now, father.
She's had it for years, so... Me and the girls at work thought it was the best thing ever. It's just funny.
Some of the ones that you showed me were good, but like whenever you're sitting flicking through your timeline watching them, I'm like, really? Really?
But there's some stuff you watch on Instagram and Facebook that people go, really?
I know.
Like, what game were you playing there a while ago?
When? Last night?
No, a few minutes ago.
Oh, That was a cracking game. We sent it down to the WhatsApp group. Real or fake? It's a picture of 20 sets of boobs. And you have to guess which ones are real, which ones are fake. Got 17 out of 20. Whoop whoop. Quite proud of myself.
You're more of an ass man as well.
Correct. But is there anybody you recommend watching on TikTok? Because never had heard about it. Deal, and I used to work with, told me about it, and I thought fucking the jailers in the Kennedy Center had their own fucking app or something.
Well, there's loads of, like, obviously because it's all male and everything, but there's a really good, wait now, like there's loads of like girls and stuff on it, but like Will Smith's on it, but the one that I think is hilarious, and I only came across him the other day, there's actually a Granda on it called Grandad Joe 1933.
Is there spaces or hyphens or underscores?
No, just Grandad Joe 1933, but Terry Crews is on it.
I've seen one he done with his mate flexing his titties.
Yeah, but he's actually quite funny. Will Smith is on it. Loads of people are on it. Kevin Hart is on it. Sure, I got you to do a TikTok last night.
I know, it was hilarious.
Got a few Southern Comforts into him and off he went. He loves TikTok now.
Aye, so, so amazing. Can't get enough of it. So I can't. If all else fails, you can just do what they seem to be doing down in Cork, because we were down sorting the wedding out last week mm-hmm. and a bit ago, and we went down the wee toiletry, or like the cleaning area, like all the, what do you call that, like the products used to clean yourself.
Toiletries,
that's the one.
And self-care products.
And self-care products. And there was hardly any condoms left. So down in Cork,
people are getting ready for the bucking.
Going fucking pure mad for the bucking, as Aaron McCann would say.
At least they're doing it safely.
Bucking
McCann. There'll be no baby boom in Cork anyway after this virus is over.
Well, none the calibre of some people down in Cork. They might just be putting them on their heads or using them as water balloons. So.
That's rude.
It's also true. So. But.
I would disagree with you there.
Well.
Cork are the best people in the world.
Whenever you can understand them, yeah.
You don't need to understand us. We're just awesome people to be stuck in a room with.
Maybe that's why there's so much bucking going on. Anyway, I've had enough of your shit.
I've had enough of your shit.
See you later.